It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that'd be me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Deck. Oh, those crazy kids. God, how could you be that freaking stupid? There's a lot of that running around in the world. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Still read the telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back, but they're too numerous to name. Therefore, we move on to bigger and better things, known as the various different ways and devices that you can get not only this show, but all the programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Download the app. It's not complicated. It's iHeart. It's TuneIn. It's Stitcher. Go about your business. /talk. Go to the Listen Live or go to the archive if you want, because there's plenty of good stuff in the archive as well. All the various different interviews and stuff that we talk about on a day in, day out basis. And if you want to hear about my predictions and conversations and things along those lines, you can pull them up. And that's not such a bad thing. However, we only get you for a little bit, brief period of time per day. So in that 15-minute window or a half-hour window, an hour window, whatever the circumstances are, well, guess what? We want you around. We want you live. So do it. Put it on your device, your iWatch, your iPoppy, your tablet, your laptop, you know, whatever, PC. That's all good, too. And, of course, your Android. You can't leave off the Android. Equal opportunity offender here. And, you know, we are right there for you, and you can listen to us anytime, any place. N-E-W, to reference an old radio station here in New York. But with that being said, you're getting the kids off to work, you're getting yourself off to work, and kids off to school, mom off to school, dad off to school, the dog's going off to school, whatever the circumstances are, because we live in a different world these days. You know, look, use the device. Listen to the show. You know, you're on the go, 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 and that's what we're all about. You know, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, and these guys and girls listen to us each and every day all around the world. They're protecting our six while we're getting off to do the mundane things of life. Not so bad. Not so bad a deal. They're running towards it while we run away from it. So keep that in mind. You see somebody in a uni, thank them. Be on your way. We're going to be on our way to a commercial right here. When we come back, more fun and frivolity. We'll set the table here for the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with me, Robert, out on the West Coast. Man, I got like a 5-day growth going on. I got to shave this sucker today. It is just itching me, scratching. I got the headphones on and the earpieces are going down onto where my beard is. It's annoying as hell. I don't know why I did that. Oh, maybe I was drinking for 5 days. Well, that's entirely possible, too. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And at BobBlack71. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. NBA trade deadline is upon us. 3 o'clock this afternoon. And there'll be all kinds of last-minute fax deals and all that kind of good stuff. It's always amazing to me. And I think I would be a good GM in any sport, but particularly in basketball, because I'm Trump-like in the art of the deal. I get the deal done. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I cut to the chase. You know, I don't do the BS. It's like, let's go. You want this? What do you want to get it done? You know, let's do it. And we'll either agree on it or we won't agree on it. And I'm open to negotiation. I understand there's negotiation and all that kind of good stuff. But what I'm talking about is the minutia of, yeah, a lot of times with these deals, and you know, knowing a lot of people on the inside, you know exactly how it works, that they sit there and they go round and round and round and round, and they think that somehow somebody's going to give in and they're going to give them what they want. They're not. It's set on the table. All these organizations, except the really bad ones, do their homework. And they figure out exactly what they want, what the value of the player is, how it fits into the salary cap. You got people that you pay that do the math, and they can figure out what they do, and you try not to take on bad contracts. And that, and by the way, that's what you could always see, is the people that do the homework and the people that don't do the homework when it comes to the contracts that you get absorbed with and all that kind of good stuff. And that's why certain players become unmovable at various points in time, just because of the fact that somebody didn't do their homework and they either ignored the scouting reports or they ignored the salary cap or they aren't comfortable dealing with the money of the salary cap or whatever the circumstances are, and you end up with Joakim Noah contracts. Instead of being able to dump, you have to absorb it for yet another year before you're finally able to get rid of him, you know, in an expiring contract. And he went off to wherever Joakim Noah hangs out, which is in outer space most of the time. And, you know, you're stuck and you move another big guy out of town. And now they're going to approach him to see if he wants to come back because Willie Hernangómez went out of town. And, you know, it's all nonsense. You just got to get the job done. And a lot of these GMs, they play round and round, merry-go-round, and, you know, it just doesn't. Yeah. It's crazy. However, trades are being made, trains are being formulated, and all that kind of good stuff. Teams have approached the Cleveland Cavaliers about LeBron. Yeah, what are you kidding me? He ain't going anywhere. He controls it. He controls everything. He controls Cleveland. He's actually the mayor. Nobody's filled anybody in yet. But you know something? there are moves being made, not the least of which, and Lou Williams, who was expected to be moved, and by the way, in theory, still could be moved, cut a 3-year deal to remain with the LA Clippers. Now, there's no trade in there. So if they turned around and by 3 o'clock today moved him out somewhere, they could do it, in theory. Now, if I'm Lou Williams' agent, that's one of the conversations we're having before he puts ink to paper. Now, do I expect him to be moved? No. Not at this deadline. But considering how productive he's been this year, there's absolutely no reason for them to move him, because the Clippers' theory is they can remain competitive while rebuilding. Now, that's a difficult tightrope to walk. But they moved Blake Griffin. They want to move DeAndre Jordan. And it was funny. I was watching NBA TV last night, and the analyst, who shall go nameless, was saying, no, I'm sorry, this was on ESPN. It was on the Michelle Beadle show. And it had Jalen Rose and a couple other people on there. And one of the analysts, who, again, shall go nameless, well, look who caught up. Because they were comparing DeAndre Jordan and Andre Drummond. And they were talking about the fact that Griffin going to Detroit and the fact that they're playing up front with a power lineup consisting of Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin, and that they're bucking the tide in the NBA, which you listen to the show, I've talked about for years when Golden State went small. You know, all of a sudden, because they won a couple of championships, going small was the way to go. Which, hey, look, you know, you're not going to argue with the results. But they have two bona fide freaks, and I mean that in a good way, playing basketball for them. Steph Curry, who can hit a three-pointer getting out of bed, and Kevin Durant, who is a legit 6'10", 6'11", small forward, who just, there's nobody except the Greek freak who could possibly match up with him on a physical level, being able to do exactly the same things. And Antetokounmpo is actually more of a physical specimen than Kevin Durant is. I mean, you look at the guy is built, no pun intended, like a Greek god. And Detroit and Stan Van Gundy are bucking the tide a little bit. And I've been talking about this for years. Years. That if you have a power duo up front, dictate terms. And what I mean by that is, if they have nobody down low to combat Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins, well, by God, get the ball into them and keep powering in there and hitting a bunch of twos. Because eventually they'll miss threes on the other team, unless you're used to it. But it's always amazing how, and you watch these games and you hear the analysts say the same thing over and over and over again. Oh, well, now they're matching the small lineup. Stick with your big lineup. Make them match up. Make them get their oofy-doofy off the bench and match up in the pivot, which they can't do. I'd love to see Boogie Cousin go up against Zsa Zsa Pachulia all day long. Because they're not going to stop him. And I'm not saying it's the formula to get there, but there's other formulas other than copying the Golden State Warriors. And Van Gundy is trying that right now. New Orleans was doing it, and doing it fairly successfully, until Boogie got hurt. Now, they made the deal for Mirotic. They got Omar Asik's contract off the books. So we'll see how they play the rest of the year. Davis is going to be playing more pivot than five, and we'll see how it plays out. But they're trying to gear on the fly. I got to tell you, for all the speculation involving Boogie, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. You guys know from listening, he's always been one of my favorite players. I love the guy. He's been on bad basketball teams his entire career, and I've heard the argument, yeah, he doesn't make teams better. Well, when you have literally bupkis around you, you're not always going to be able to make teams better. You know, shame on you, Sacramento, because they literally surrounded him with bags of garbage for the time that he was there, and all of a sudden he was expected to just lift the team into the promised land, and the NBA doesn't work that way. There's too many damn good players. You know, you have to be LeBron. You have to. Hey, I'll put it to you this way before we head to the break. If Steph Curry was playing on Sacramento, and you switch him out for Boogie, you think Sacramento would be winning basketball games with Curry as the point guard? No, because there's not enough talent around them. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Black, you're not. Man, we're fired up this morning. Let's rock and roll.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome to The Attack. Black, you, Robert out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, I'm looking at what's going on with New Orleans, and it's going to be interesting because Mirotic is going to be counted on to score a lot of points with them. And He lost to the Timberwolves a couple nights ago, but he had 18 and 12. They moved him into the starting lineup and not so good. We'll see. You know, we'll see. But if I'm New Orleans, I try, again, with the health reports being what they are, to sign Boogie. And I think if I'm Boogie, and again, you got to look at the what's available out there, and he, by all accounts, he seems happy in New Orleans. But it if he is happy and you know he likes it down there and whatever the circumstances are, well, why not? Three games over 500. Certainly issues. They had a game postponed last night because of the weather. They could still make a run at the playoffs. And honestly, this falls on Alvin Gentry. I understand you lost your second best player, but you cannot fall out of the playoff contention. You just can't. You've got to be able to. You've got to be able to handle this adversity and keep yourselves in the playoffs. You know. Leak in the Superdome was why they were canceled. Obviously, we don't play outdoors, but they were trying to deal with it and wasn't there, and it was leaking directly on the court. So there was nothing they could do. But again, we were talking about the fact that there's no reason to just copycat the league. And again, I get success and I get what you're trying to do. You know, maybe you think that with the addition of certain sharpshooters, whatever the circumstances are, that you can match Golden State as Golden State loses pieces to attrition or people get older, whatever the circumstances. You know, Steph's not a kid. Steph's 28 years old. And in next year's class, as I predicted, and they may try to extend him, but Klay Thompson's going to be a free agent, and my prediction is Klay Thompson walks because he can be the lead dog as far as scoring on another team, and he's a unique kind of star. I think he's a top 20 player in the league, but he's the third best player on his own team, maybe even the fourth, depending on how you do Draymond. But at 6'7", with the body type that he has and his ability to play defense and the fact he can shoot over every other guard in basketball, if you're on the cusp and you have the cap, he's your man. It's going to work. And there's not going to be any red light. Get him the ball, let him shoot. You know, there's some teams that are trying to put together a big three right now that I would love to see him on. You know, in a selfish way, my Nets or my Knicks, because I do root for both of them, match him up with Kristaps when he gets healthy. And I'm assuming Knicks are going to go point guard in this upcoming draft. And there'll be a point guard there for them if they fall off the cliff like I think they're going to. How great would that be? But with that being said, you know, having that big man conversation, impose your will. And that's what Detroit is trying to do right now. And, oh, by the way, they're having success. Since Blake went over, they beat the Nets last night and they're undefeated. Since Blake arrived. Now, you know, it's not to say they're going to win a championship, and it's not to say that, you know, this is the new wave of the future. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with imposing. And which takes us full circle back to the NBA analyst who was talking about the fact that Blake and DeAndre are a different duo than Blake and Andre Drummond. And I'll tell you the exact reason why. Because Andre Drummond has finally been able to figure out how to shoot free throws. It's as simple as that. I don't know if DeAndre doesn't care or he doesn't work on it. I'm not in practice. Maybe he shoots 100 a day and he can't figure it out. I don't know. I have to be honest. I don't know. But Andre Drummond, with a couple of exceptions, he's had a couple of games where he's reverted into, oh my God, where's it going? But for the most part, has figured it out. And last night against the Nets, Blake Griffin had 25 points on 9 of 19 shooting, 1 of 5 from 3, not so good. And the rebounds were not there. He had 3 rebounds, but he had 7 assists. Andre Drummond in his 36 minutes was 5 of 17, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 7 offensive rebounds, 20 defensive rebounds, and 27 rebounds overall. They ate the Nets up. And this is without Reggie Jackson being on that team. Ish Smith right now is the starting point guard, and when Reggie comes back, there's no guarantee that he's going to get the starting job back, because this particular lineup is playing lights out, and I'm not so sure that Stan wants to mess with the chemistry. And they may even trade Reggie, even though he's hurt. They might not get value, but they may trade him. And for the Nets, you know, Jared Allen, who's turning into a pretty good player, as I predicted he would coming out of Texas, played 32 minutes, 5 of 11, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 14 boards, and 13 points. But, you know, Drummond just ate him up. And that's not a bad stat line. You know, so, and to be perfectly honest, this is where I would have gotten Jahlil Okafor involved. And he only played 9 minutes last night. So I'm putting some of that on Kenny Atkinson. I mean, you got to get my particular coaching move. I would have brought Okafor in there and put Allen out on Blake Griffin, because he's got the length and the athleticism to deal with it. But, you know, I'm not the coach. But the point being, the Pistons are now a game over 500. They're in front of Philly for the 8-hole now. No, I'm sorry, they're not. They're a percentage point behind. But they've won 5 in a row. Philly's inconsistent. Miami's coming back to the pack. Nobody's talking about that. They're 3-7 in their last 10. And for all the woo-woo-woo on the Cleveland Cavaliers, Cleveland's 5-5 in their last 10. They're treading water. And they had a win in overtime last night against Minnesota, which was a nice win for them. But the pecking order has been determined. You know, can Charlotte make a run? Well, they made a move in Willie Hernan Gomez. But will that be enough? I don't know. But Philly, Miami, Detroit, and Charlotte are going to fight for that last spot. And, you know, you still got 20-something games left to go. So there's plenty of time to maneuver. And once the deadline is here, you know, and this is where it gets delicate for GMs. Now is the time to pull the trigger. So what's going to happen? And again, that remains to be seen. I don't see where Miami is probably going to have to stand pat. And I don't know that that's going to be enough. You lose one of your best players. They're a team by committee anyway. Maybe at the end of the season, because of the fact that they're probably in the best physical shape of any team in the NBA, they can grind it down as some more injuries happen, and there's a lot of injuries in the NBA this year. Maybe they can survive it. Thing Miami's got going for them is that they're road warriors. They're 13-12 at home, where they have no distinct advantage because it's Miami, but they're 16-14 on the road. So if they keep going with that road record, they'll finish a few games above 500, and that might be enough in the East. Then again, it might not. Let's step out, come back, more NBA, get specific about some trades and some proposals, and we'll rock on from there. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Bye.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Yeah, we're back. Black here, you there? 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Get a set of your Twitter, Robert. You have fans. I'll send messages to you. It'll be a beautiful thing. Again, deadline's on us. We'll be talking about all the moves or lack thereof tomorrow, but there will be moves. There always are. And we will get into it. I'm actually scrolling for some fun in the sun right now as we talk. You know, it the NBA is a weird place. It's usually the same suspects. For all the talent that is in the NBA, there's only the select few. And like I said, when Detroit made that trade, if the Clippers, who signed Blake Griffin to a big-time extension in the offseason, were willing to move him, and they got pretty good return. You know, the two players they picked up for Detroit are not a bag of basketballs. But again, they're trying to rebuild on the fly. They're in the mix for the last spot. They're a half game behind New Orleans. So they actually think they can win while they're rebuilding and clearing space. And I got news for you. If LeBron goes anywhere in the offseason involving the greater LA area, it's going to be to the Clippers and not to the Lakers. Okay? Figure it out. They don't have room for him. Not only do they not have room, he doesn't fit with them. Their best young player on that roster plays his position. And LeBron's 33 and Kyle Kuzma's 20 or 22. When they finish sorting out the deck chairs there, LeBron's not going to be in purple and gold. I can promise you that. Now, again, we're waiting on all the fun stuff. But the trade deadline's at 3 p.m. today. And some of the rumors that are out there being floated are the Grizz, which are completely in rebuild mode, but they're holding out for a first-round pick to Tyreke Evans, who's doing a nice job for them. He's also 28 years old, and he is what he is. He's a 15- to 20-point scorer that on this team this year is being asked to do more, and he's upped his game to the point where he's averaging 19.5 points a game. Does he put you over the top? I don't know. He'd be a good fit in Cleveland, but they're also asking for the net pick, and Cleveland is offering up the Cleveland pick. Boston allegedly is in the mix. Boston's offering up Marcus Smart in a second rounder. That's not going to be enough. Memphis is holding out for Saric with Tariq Evans, and that's counterproductive. Again, if Tariq Evans was 25 years old, maybe we're having a different conversation. Now, they could use him to back up J.J. Redick or be on the floor at the same time because he can create his own shot where Redick can't. But to me, that's just it's a counterproductive move, and I don't think Philly's going to get it out. Now, Indiana, here they are surprisingly in the playoffs, surprising to everybody but them because they figured they were going to be there. They have the core of a really good team. They're looking to get another first-round draft pick, and they'll take a bad contract off somebody for the first-round draft pick. And they'll send back an expiring contract, see Al Jefferson. You know, so I'm sure they've been talking to the Knicks about, yeah, we'll absorb Joakim Noah. You got to give us the first-round pick. We'll send you Al Jefferson. That ain't going to happen. Amazingly enough, Memphis is not taking offers on Marc Gasol, and I don't get that. A 33-year-old center in a league where centers are not premium anymore. They are in my book, but not most teams. I'm sure Cleveland has talked to Memphis about that, but they're going to want, if they were even open to it, they're going to want the Nets' first-round pick, get Gasol in there, make one last run, try to grab the ring, and LeBron's out of town. So, I mean, you know, from that perspective, and I give Cleveland management all credit in the world for this. Look, I like LeBron. I'm not going to be a LeBron basher. But he's trying to dictate the franchise. The franchise is going, you won't commit to us in the long term. So we're hedging our bets and we're holding on to our cards. You know, if he walks out the door this year, it's going to be Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, and a bag of balls. Well, Kevin Love isn't a bag of balls, but. And they're going to need those two first-round draft picks. Because they're going to have to get talent to replace LeBron James. Now, a lot of teams around the league are trying to pluck Julius Randle for a second-round pick, and the Lakers are holding out for more. I don't blame them. Again, this is where the card game comes into play. But the Lakers are a weird team. They got a bunch of young talent on there, and they're trying to sort the deck chairs and figure out who's with them going forward and who isn't. And it's been pretty apparent that Julius Randle is not going to be with them. So what direction do they take? Now, one of the other teams involved in the Tyreek Evans sweepstakes is my aforementioned Miami Heat. They lost their shooting guard. Well, you know, if we can get Tyreek Evans and put him into the mix, because the way Spoelstra does that rotation down there, everybody plays. And you get your minutes. So, how does it work? For Miami, I think it would be difficult. They'll have to give up a first-round draft pick. Maybe they give up Justice Winslow, who's been a complete disappointment, and maybe he thrives somewhere else. I'm sure they'd be willing to do that. But again, the three teams that I mentioned, and then you throw the Heat into the mix, Evans is a commodity, and chances are pretty good he's going to be one of the guys moved. There's really no, and I don't want to say there's no fit for him, but there really is no fit for him on a rebuilding Memphis team. They've got their point guard. They have their center, and they seem to think that between the draft and if they can extract a first round out of Tariq Evans, they'll be right back in contention next year. Personally, I don't think so. I think age is coming around the corner in a large freight train on them, and it's going to run them over. I mean, you look at what they got rid of in jettisoning Zach Randolph and Tony Allen. And those were the first two legs on the table to go out the door. Well, okay. They're both 100 years old. But the reality is that they could both still play a little bit. If they were on that team, the style that Memphis plays, plotting up and down the court, they still win basketball games by doing that. And they probably would be in playoff contention. But it was time to turn it over. So in cutting the two of them loose, and then, of course, they, you know, have their two, what they feel are cornerstones. And there's no indication that Marc Gasol has fallen off the map, but I'm just saying the guy's 33 years old. And when you look at a 33-year-old big man, it happens pretty quick. So, I mean, you know, right now, and it's strictly, and I mean strictly off of record, not lottery, Memphis is sitting with the 7th pick. And where do they draft again? No, they don't draft until the 2nd round. Again. So they're going to want to acquire another first round pick. And, you know, whether or not that plays out remains to be seen. And then they draft again in the 2nd round. And, you know, 2nd round picks end up becoming commodities. Teams either buy them or, you know, if they're targeting a specific player, you do the Euro stash. I almost said you're a trash. You know, and you go from there. But where it goes remains to be seen. And like I said, by 3 o'clock, we'll know a hell of a lot more. And you look at this upcoming draft, and, you know, again, where the Nets end up is going to go a long way in determining where Cleveland goes. But, I mean, you look at the top 10 players in the draft this year. DeAndre Ayton, 7-footer. Marvin Bagley, 6'11". Michael Porter, 6'10". Luke Donick, 6'8". Trae Young, 6'2". Jaren Jackson, 6'11". Mohamed Bamba, 7 foot. Wendell Carter, 6'10". So you're talking, you know, first 8 picks, a bunch of big men. A bunch of big men. So, you know, and again, it's fluid because of the fact that teams are going to fall off the map and certain teams are going to try to tank as best they can. And whatever, it's all good. You know, that top three, Ayton, Bagley, and Porter, as it sits right now with Atlanta, Orlando, and Dallas, well, that ain't so bad. And Donick will be in there too, and they'll work him out. You know, you're talking about some pretty darn good young players. This class is deep, and I mean deep. There's a lot of good young players coming out this year. I mean, there's usually a bunch of good young players coming out every year, but there are a lot of good young players coming out. And just for the sake of discussion, and I'm on NBA draft.net, draftnet.com, I'm sorry. If Cleveland grabbed Wendell Carter out of Duke, which is where they have it projected. You know, here's a 260-pound center slash power forward. Very athletic. Doesn't finish particularly well. But, you know, again, by the end of the year, he may polish that a little bit. And then they have Cleveland taking Grayson Allen on the back end. Well, you know, you with that, you throw Isaiah Thomas in there and Kevin Love in there, you, all of a sudden you got a pretty good basketball team. Not bad at all. Yeah. On the other side, we'll wrap it up. More NBA right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Willie Hernangómez goes from the Knicks to the Charlotte Hornets for Johnny O'Brien, 2 second-round picks, one in 2020, one in 2021. A lot of Knicks fans have an issue with this because they saw Willie as a pretty solid player last year, 8 points and 7 boards in the limited time that he had. And, yeah, offensively, absolutely. He could develop into a 10-board, 12, 13-point kind of guy, which is a good guy to have in your roster. But he plays zip defense, and I mean zero. He can't stop me down low. And that's the problem with what went on with the Knicks. I mean, they could talk about his potential all they want. I like the guy's game. But he did not work on his defense. And Hornacek, you may like him or hate him as a coach here in New York, and it's pretty much 50-50 down the middle. But as hard as the guy worked, because he kept himself in good shape and he worked on his post moves and everything else, he just refused to work on defense. You know, and then his quote-unquote management team made the demand to get him out. And, you know, Johnny O'Brien is not the part of anybody's future. Knicks immediately waived him. And they'll pick up a couple of extra picks down the line. And maybe they'll move those, you know, but you never know. Every once in a while you hit a home run with a second-round pick. So it throws him into the draft basket, and who knows. But what we do know about Willie Hernangómez is he's a good player that'll help Charlotte. But let's not forget, Enes Kanter, he was never going to beat out. And he couldn't beat out Kyle O'Quinn. Kyle O'Quinn's a better player than Willie Hernangómez. So they moved him. Relax, Knicks fans. He wasn't bringing you a championship, okay? Well, that's it for the first hour of the attack. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity on the other side, including signing day, where 18-year-olds decide the future of 50-year-old millionaire coaches. Yep. Make sure you stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We came together with an agreement.
The Senate's top Democrat, Senator Chuck Schumer, there announcing the bipartisan deal that was reached on that side of Congress yesterday that the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, says
will ensure funding for important efforts such as disaster relief, infrastructure,
and building on our work to fight opioid abuse.
But some of that spending McConnell refers to is exactly why some House Republicans say they're not going to vote for the bill, also because it doesn't feature debt ceiling reforms, while Democrats say they're against it because it doesn't include immigration reforms, like protections for so-called Dreamers. The National Prayer Breakfast is underway in Washington. Representative Charlie Crist of Florida saying it's about the golden rule.
Remembering how Jesus wanted all of us to live fairly and compassionately.
President Trump also addressing the breakfast. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. 833-39-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence now in South Korea for the Winter Olympic Games, which begin tomorrow. Pence delivering a message for the host country. There needs to be more pressure on North Korea. And at a stop before he arrived in South Korea, he told U.S. troops at a U.S. airbase in Japan,
"The United States of America will always seek peace. We will ever strive for a better future. But you, the instruments of American power, know, and let our adversaries know. All options are on the table."
Philadelphia celebrating its long-awaited Super Bowl victory today. It's virtually a city holiday with a big parade planned through the city of brotherly love that will start at 11 a.m. local time in South Philly, winding up at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. They've closed city schools, city offices, and the court system so people can attend. Attorney General Jeff Sessions today will be joining other government leaders at a day-long opioid summit at the Miami headquarters of the U.S. Southern Command. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
We told you earlier about Vice President Pence heading to South Korea for the upcoming Winter Olympic Games, which open tomorrow. Meanwhile, North Korean tanks have been rolling down the streets of Pyongyang ahead of the Olympic Games as the North held a big military parade in the nation's capital today. South Korea's Yonhap news agency saying as many as 50,000 people were at the event. Over 13,000 soldiers took part in it. Well, if you're a biker or you know someone who is and they ride a Harley, there's a new recall you all need to know about as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Harley-Davidson is recalling more than 200,000 motorcycles worldwide due to a possibility of brake failure. The voluntary recall affects Touring, CVO Touring, and VRSC models through 2008 through 2011 that are equipped with anti-lock brakes. A week ago, Harley-Davidson announced it will close its Kansas City plant following an 82% decrease in net income last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the singer Drake is continuing a recent streak of doing some good deeds for others. After donating $25,000 to a Miami high school and $50,000 to pay for a University of Miami student's tuition, the rapper dropped by a supermarket in Miami yesterday and paid for everyone's groceries. Drake's hit single, God's Plan, is at number one. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, quasi-live at this time of the morning, but hey, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number if you want to call in, at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack. I'm Black, you're not, and lots to talk about. NBA trade deadline around the corner. No triggers have been pulled this morning, but if anything breaks, we'll let you know. Usually happens about 9:02 or 10:02 a.m., right when I go off the air. It's always amazing how that plays out. Coaching changes, personnel changes, whatever the circumstances are. Look, we've been talking NBA trade deadline all morning and a couple of minor moves that have been made, along with a couple of major moves that have been made. But today's the day. If you're going to tweak your team in the high-stake game of poker that is played, well, today's the day to find out what's going on. So we shall see. And there are teams that certainly should be in the market. Whether they are in the market or end up being in the market remains to be seen. Of course, the big concern on everybody's mind is the Cleveland Cadavers, the Cavaliers. And, you know, that's all well and good, but there are other teams in the league who are considering themselves as big-time title contenders and are ready to make moves. And we shall see what teams make what moves. Like I said, the rest of the world's finally caught up to me and realized that DeAndre Jordan is not a guy that is going to put you over the top. He may think he is, and the Clippers may value him as such, but he's not. Why? Because you can't have him on the court at the end of games. That's why. It ain't rocket science, people. Anyway, so we're going to be, if anything breaks, we'll break that to you, but yesterday was also National Signing Day, and the usual suspects were there. And, I'm not going to claim to know anything about these high school kids, but they do make and break programs. And they make and break careers of coaches. Those of you out there listening on the American Forces Network, you know we love you. Thanks for protecting our six each and every day. We're going to tap out right here. We'll be back right after this short time out. I'm Black, you're not.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Demanskis brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Demanskis has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back to the Attack. Black here, you there? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It is a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And plenty to talk about here in hour two, in that National Signing Day was yesterday. And, you know, look, as I like to talk about, the 18, 19-year-old kids and 17-year-old kids who make and break college football coaches' careers, it all starts here. It all starts here. And that's why Alabama and Georgia and Texas and Miami and Auburn and Oklahoma and USC and all of those teams, all of them, beg these kids to come to school. Alabama got Patrick Surtain Jr. over LSU because he said he wanted to win a national championship. A little dig at LSU there. So they'll be targeting their wide receivers at him. Here's a kid, 6'2", 192 pounds. Number one cornerback in the ESPN 300. Number five overall player. Tyson Campbell, the number two defensive back, goes to Georgia. And again, you know, this is all... When you look at the college football landscape at the end of the year, all the usual suspects are up on top. And it is Alabama, and it is Georgia, and it is, name the team, Clemson. But other teams win, and other teams two- and three-star guys who develop. And I talk about this all the time. All the time. And that is the fact that some guys level off after high school. And they never become what these college coaches think they're going to be. And unfortunately for some of these coaches, it ends up costing them their jobs. But with that being said, and you look at the top 20, at least as far as how it's ranked now, And again, I you know, I don't follow high school ball in any way, shape, or form, or nor will I ever. Although my Lindenhurst Bulldogs here out on Long Island won the state championship. And one of their kids, a big tight end, is going to Ohio State. And we're far from being a football powerhouse down here on Long Island, although we've become one. In the national rankings right now, Georgia gets the number one class, Ohio State 2, Texas 3. Alabama, for the first time in a while, isn't ranked number one. They're ranked number 4 with 19 commitments, but they have a lot of young players on their team. Penn State and James Franklin continuing to hang in there. You know, this Matt McGloin, Saquon Barkley situation was not a one-shot deal. Now, you know, they disappointed last year. Some people had them going to the Final Four and perhaps even to the national championship. But they sealed the deal with 23 ranked recruits, number 5 recruiting class. Clemson's number 6. Miami's number 7. So Mark Richt, he can't coach, but he continues to recruit. The Leonard Hamilton of college football. Auburn gets the 8th ranked class. So in theory, talent-wise, they tightened the gap with Alabama in state. Again, we'll see how it plays. Oklahoma, 9th. And Lincoln Riley having to get out there and recruit, and did a pretty good job. He managed to keep his team in the top 10, and Notre Dame number 10. USC 11, LSU and Crazy Ed 12. So they recruited well in state. We'll see. Again, there'll be some pressure on Ed this year. Oregon number 13, and that's a program to keep an eye on. That's a program to keep an eye on. Michigan, 14th. Whether or not they got their quarterback or not remains to be seen, because they got 3 of them coming in to fight for the job. And then Washington, Baylor, which surprised me a little bit. But again, I'm not in the living room, so I don't know. But to me, if I'm their coaching staff and their recruiters, what I'm going in and saying, because, you know, mom and dad, they're aware of what went on in Baylor with the scandal. But mom and dad care about one thing, and that's Johnny getting an opportunity in the National Football League. Well, their selling point at Baylor is you're going to come in and you're going to play right away. You're going to have a chance to compete, and you're going to have a chance to play and start right away. That's a powerful selling tool. South Carolina, Florida, TCU, and Tennessee round out the top 20. I was a little surprised by Tennessee, considering how many issues they had getting a head football coach there. But Phil Fulmer, I guess, kept the recruiters intact. And as I talked about at the time, good job by Tennessee getting Phil Fulmer back involved in the process and making him the AD, because that program will be pointed in the right direction within a year or two, I guarantee you. Vatek and Fuente, I was a little surprised he was outside of the top 20. But Virginia Tech is a tough sell. There's no beaches. There's no tradition of an elite program. It's a very good program. But there's no tradition of an elite program. And Fuente happens to be a great coach. But like I said, I'll be curious in a year or two when some openings at the traditional powerhouse colleges start opening up, whether or not he jumps. You know, he may be perfectly content there as far as lifestyle and everything else. It is a beautiful place. But the teams that are constantly in the mix, who perceive themselves as elite programs, and the coaches who aren't getting it done, they always looking. Florida State at 22, Louisville and Bobby Petrino at 23. And for his team, being in the top 25, that's a big-time thing for them. Because he will unearth talent. It's what he does. Scott Frost, his team jumped up four places. He was trying to seal the deal at Nebraska. His first recruiting class. Next year, I guarantee you they'll be in the top 25. I mean, in the top 20. Chip Kelly in UCLA rounding it out at 25. Guarantee you he'll be in the top 20 next year. Probably higher. My boys, Okie State at 29, which is usually where they settle in. And then Wisconsin at 38, Stanford at 39. But these are established programs. They just find talent and coach them up. You know, didn't make the top 50 was University of Central Florida. Josh Heupel's going to have some issues down there. Yeah, we'll see. But again, you get some of that two-star and three-star Florida talent, and all of a sudden some of it evolves. Just recruit, you know, they can't really go national, UCF. They have to recruit in-state. And if they manage to get those second-tier guys in-state, many of them evolve into first-tier guys. So, we'll see. Anyway, we'll tap out right there. When we come back, a little more on the college football recruiting season, and then we'll move on to bigger and better things. I'm Black here. Not, don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. You know, again, it here we are. These coaches' careers get made or break. Bye. Little children's who happen to catch an oblong object and can run really fast. And that's what they do. And that determines whether or not you make $5 million a year or not. What's up with that? I mean, seriously. You know, you think about, talk about an upside down world. But it's the way it is. And you better hope you're guessing right. That's why you pay guys to run around the country looking at high school kids. And that's why you sit there when you should be home having dinner with your wife, watching hours and hours of film from Podunk State University, or Podunk High School, I should say, trying to determine which end is up. Not always the easiest of tasks. And then you make those decisions and you offer those scholarships. You hope that the grades are there. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And you roll the dice and you're either being successful in a couple of years or you're looking for work in a couple of years. Or sometimes you're successful and you're still looking for work, which also happens. You have to hope they're of decent moral character. You have to hope that the parents are not getting in the way and are not demanding things that, in theory, you should not be offering. And if you do all that, you still may not succeed. I mean, you know, you look at it and a lot of these coaches, almost all these coaches, are very good collegiate coaches. They're not, it's not that they're bad coaches. Some places are more attractive to go to. I mean, if you got warm weather, it's not a bad place. And what you can do is you can equate it to a college fraternity or sorority. You know, they when you get onto campus, and anybody who's gone to college has been through it. You know, if you have interest in a frat house, you get rushed. And basically what it means is it's kind of a takeoff on the bum's rush. They bring you in and they give you beer and they get you hooked up with, you know, a co-ed or two as far as, you know, social, not, you know, the other way of hookup. That's up to you. And they try to get you to commit to their fraternity if they offer you a spot. And it's flattering. And, you know, if you're a high school kid and you're going through the process, the freshman year of college and all that kind of good stuff, to have people say, hey, you know, we want you to be a part of our social club. You're going to have fun dances and you're going to, you know, meet lots of girls and you're going to be in a situation where you can expand your social horizons and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? That's a, you know, that's flattering to a kid. It's the same thing on the recruiting level. Now, it's different in the aspect of most of these athletes are BMOCs on the high school level. And they know that they're good and they know the colleges are going to come a calling. And mom and dad, in many instances, unfortunately, see it as a meal ticket going forward. In some instances, the entire family does. And when I say that, I mean the entire extended family. And they're willing to cut corners. And they're willing to take bribes. And they're willing to do whatever. To get their kid to said university. And if that's the case, sometimes it gets found out, sometimes it doesn't. And then consequences are paid for that. But the things that are available, which is maybe a professional future, certainly an education if you want it. Many would debate that, but it's available for you if you want it. You got to work hard to get it because of the hours put in competing on the athletic level, but it's there for you. Some institutions value it more than others. But depending on the school, they have tutors available. They have educators available. The opportunity is there for you to get a college degree, which for some who will never play in the NFL should be the focus. But when kids are coming out of high school, they are all believing that they can go into the National Football League. They just are. And if you have a scholarship offer to Ohio State University, or you have a scholarship offer to OU, or you have a scholarship offer to Alabama, your chances are a hell of a lot better of going to the next level than if you're playing at, Boise State. And Boise State's a good program. But they don't put a ton of players into the National Football League. They just don't. And that's okay. Again, you're supposed to be going to college for the experience and for the education. And like I said, I live in the real world. But with all that being said, the future depends on these kids out of high school. And some do better than others. Now, the guy I was talking about, by the way, out of Lindenhurst, a kid named Jeremy Ruckert, big tight end, 6'5", 230. And by the way, he's 16 years old. When he's a freshman, he's going to be 17. And to just give you an idea, like I said, I'm talking about this kid just because of the fact he's out of my hometown and the place where I live right now. But he had offers from Alabama, Auburn, Boston College, Connecticut, Florida, LSU, the Buckeyes, who he signed with, the U, Michigan, Mississippi State, Nebraska. You get the point. 16-year-old graduating senior. Hello? He's going to grow into his body more. Now, like I said, my school, my old high school is no national high school powerhouse. But they knew what this kid could do, and they used him accordingly. And at 16 years old, he's 6'5", 230 pounds. Hello? Yeah. So, but if you're Urban Meyer, and again, Urban Meyer isn't going to lose his job up there. But these are the kids you are counting on to come in and get the job done. And they were all four-star and five-star recruits. Urban got one. Well, according to 24/7 recruiting, he got one five-star and then a bunch of four-stars. Yeah, if half of them pan out, he's in contention for a national championship. And that's what it's about. And this, that's what these guys compete about. Now, what's going to happen here, and it's one of the things I've talked about, is you've got Nick Saban, who's 68 years old, who this time around got the number five recruiting class. Again, you know, and it's one of the headlines on CBS Sports. But a lot of people flipped out of Alabama. And there were people that were verbally committed. Who walked away. Bobby Brown being one of them. Kawhi Walker being another one. Vernon Jackson being another one. That would have put Alabama in the top two. But, you know, 7 years in a row, number one. This year, number five. That doesn't suck. We'll be right back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Welcome back to the attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is toll-free telephone number of the attack. And it is a beautiful thing. Yes, it is. What do we, you know, we're talking high school here. We're talking about, you know, the comings and goings of high school kids that determine whether or not coaches are going to be employed. And one of the things that I've noticed, and I've talked about this a lot, is you do get to a point where coaches get recruited against because of their age, or because of the fact that they move around a lot, or because of the fact they're deemed as a temporary stopgap. And I'm sure some of that happened with LSU with Ed Orgeron. Because unfortunately, LSU views itself as the equal of Alabama. And in some ways they are. Same size campus. You know, tens of thousands of kids on the campus and, you know, great facilities. The whole nine yards in Baton Rouge. But here's the thing. They have Nick Saban and you don't. And Nick Saban, unfortunately for LSU, set the bar because he won a national championship there. Les won a national championship too, but they ended up running him out of town. And look, Les's time was up. But now they bring in Ed, who can coach, by the way. But after 1 year at the helm full time, there's already pressure on him because he didn't win a national championship last year. Now, if he has a 7-5 this year, he's gone. He's got to get himself into that mix where he goes up into the top 15, the top 10, and it looks like there's potential. Now, his recruiting class was good, a notch below a couple of the other teams. But you know, you also have to realize it comes with great expectations. And what's happening right now, and I'll tell you this, they're starting to recruit against Nick in the living rooms because of his age. Like I said, man's 68 years old. They're starting to go at him because of his age. They're starting to have that conversation. How long is he going to be there? Do you want to be a part of the program when he steps out and the program starts going downhill? I'm telling you, that conversation's being held. And I'm not saying that's the reason why his class dropped to number 7. The 7 on the CBS. But don't kid yourself. It was part of the conversation. And as I said, Orgeron had a good class. He's ranked 15th. But 15th doesn't get it done. He got 1 5-star, 12 4-stars, and 9 3-stars. The 5-stars are hard to come by. And when you look at it, though, and this is where the difference is, okay? Georgia got 7 5-star recruits. Kirby Smart is recruiting. He also got 15 4-star recruits. Urban got 3 5-stars. Texas got 2. USC got 4. Penn State got 3. Clemson got 5. Alabama this time got 2. That's why their ranking dropped. And again, you don't know how they're going to evolve once they get to the collegiate level. So, you know, does it play out properly? Does it, you know, play out according to stars? No, not always. Not usually. But then you look at some of the traditional powerhouses, and this is where it dropped down a little bit for some of these teams that are usually in the top 10. Notre Dame, no five stars. Florida State, none. They're ranked 11th in this one. You know, ESPN's different because they use their own recruiting site. CBS is 24/7 Sports, which they own. But, you know, and then the five stars are all zero except for one with LSU. So, you know, you look at this, and this is how these kids are judged, and this is how these programs are judged. You know, and again, I'll talk about my Oklahoma State Cowboys. No five stars, 2 4 stars, and 22 3 stars. So what Gundy has to do is hope that some of those 3 stars evolve into 5 stars. This is how college football works. You know, I remember back a few years ago, and I'll always talk about Lincoln Kennedy. Lawson, that was it. You know, here was a 5-star can't miss, going to be at the second coming of Mean Joe Green. He couldn't even start at Oklahoma State. He ate himself right out of the game. So you never know. You never know. And for these guys, you know, the world is their oyster right now, but it doesn't necessarily change. Sometimes everybody's like, well, eh. Now here's the deal, right? Josh McDaniels bailed out on the Colts. And Tony Dungy has taken him to task. And Dungy's talking about how it was indefensible, inexcusable, whatever. I respect Tony Dungy. He's the go-to voice for CBS on a lot of things involving controversy, especially racial controversy. But everybody's all over Josh McDaniels. And he backed out of a deal with the Colts after hiring people. You know, he was putting his staff together. But at the last minute, between conversations he was having with his family and Mr. Kraft and Mr. Belichick, now maybe Tom Brady got involved too, but he changed his mind. They bumped his salary up where he's paid more than some head coaches in the league, and he's sticking around in New England. And, man, people are all over him. I listened to Pat Kerwin talk about it, and Tony Dungy's all over him. Well, you know, I got news for you, Tony. You know, for somebody who emphasizes family and commitment and all those kind of things, okay, well, he decommitted from the Indianapolis Colts job, and I understand you used to work there. But he also has 4 daughters who are in middle school right now. And he was very, very concerned about uprooting his family and moving them to Indianapolis. I've been to Indianapolis. Nice city. I've been up in New England many times. I have a lot of family up there. Beautiful area. If I was going to sit there and make a decision, I'd move to Cancun. But that's just me. But for you to tear him up, you know. Now, he sits there and he says, there's no excuse big enough to justify this. It's one thing to go back on your word to an organization, but having assistant coaches leave their jobs to go with you and then leaving them out to dry is indefensible. That aspect of it I get. But let's not forget a few other things here. Number one, the system is set up that if your team is in the playoffs, you can't cut a final deal until you're eliminated. All right, so that's puts them at risk. It also gives them 2 extra weeks in the case of McDaniels because of the fact that they were in the Super Bowl to think about his decision. And I'd love to have Tony Dungy on, because let's be honest about it. You know, his family weighed into this from everything he said. Because according to the reports, there's no guarantee he's going to succeed Bill Belichick, although I happen to think that deal is behind closed doors, but that's just my opinion. McDaniel's agent cut ties. They called it career suicide. Well, guess what? If he ends up coaching the New England Patriots, it's not career suicide. You know, it's amazing. They always take people at their word on many other things. But when he started talking about the fact that a number of factors came into play, including moving his family to Indianapolis, all of a sudden nobody believes him. Give me a break. Now, I mean, you want to take him to task for this, that's fine. And I get the aspect of he was starting to hire coaches and everything else. Well, those coaches are still going to get paid if they agreed to contracts. They won't have a job, but they'll get paid. And you can call it career suicide or whatever you want. But he made that decision, and evidently with his kids, and he must have talked it over with his wife and kids. And they were not comfortable moving out of that area and moving into Indianapolis. Well, respect that, Tony. You're Saint Coach. You're the guy everybody is a go-to guy when a moral issue in the NFL happens, and you're on the side of, well, okay, Indianapolis got hosed. Well, how about the family? I'm not defending what Josh McDaniels did, but he has the right to do it. So don't sit there and be all pious about how he hosed the organization and this, that, and the other thing. Well, okay, maybe he did. They'll get over it. They'll hire another coach. There are multiple employment opportunities in the National Football League. Trust me, he'll get hired. Someone will hire a coach in Indianapolis. They will not go coachless next year. Sometimes I have real issues with the people who put themselves as spokesmen for the league. I really do. Yeah, we'll see. NBA trade deadline, nothing happening. At least not yet. I guarantee you there'll be three big trades as soon as I go off the air. It's always how it plays out. Yeah. Damari Carroll is a big name that a lot of teams are looking at. And Sean Marks, who got a first rounder from the Raptors last year, well, he might get another one this year for getting him out the door. Sean Marks is a damn good GM. We'll see. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, the when you look at trade deadline acquisitions and everything else, it there's a distinct possibility that there's going to be some movement, and we get all that. But with that being said, what price you're willing to pay remains to be seen. And as I said, there will be a whole bunch of stuff, you know, off the charts. As soon as I go off the air, they'll probably bring back Wilt Chamberlain from the dead and trade him to somebody, which is the way it usually works with me. But as far as it goes, Yeah. And I thought something was breaking right now. It will DeAndre Jordan go? I don't know. I'm actually accessing that right now because somebody just flashed that he was going to go, but we'll see. Anyway, it doesn't look like it, at least not now. But, yep, nope, nothing. That's it. Oh, by the way, another accusation. Ex-U.S. swim coach accused of sexual abuse. We'll explore that a little bit tomorrow. That's going to be fun. Philly, behave yourself today. All right? Behave yourself. You had a wonderful thing happen. Enjoy it. Don't go crazy. Don't burn stuff. All right? Okay. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, Robert.